On Monday, Megan Grassel was listed as one of Time's 25 most influential teens of 2014. Grassel, a 19-year-old from Jackson, made the list for her training bra company. The brand Yellowberry got its start earlier this year after a successful Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign. I spoke with Grassel, who says she got the idea for her company after an unsuccessful bra shopping trip with her younger sister.
As in Wyoming, most places you have to drive a few hours to go to the mall. So we went to buy her very first bras and sort of, you know, went through every store and department store to find something that would fit her and that she liked and that she was comfortable in. And it just didn't, you know, that product didn't exist. And I remember thinking to myself, after she walked out of the dressing room in like some leopard print padded bra, and I was like, you know, I just wanted to cover her up. And I was kind of like, you know, where is just a cute, young, youthful bra for her to wear? And that was where it was like, okay, if no one else is going to make this bra, then I'm going to do it.
How did you learn to make bras? Did you have any background in sewing or clothes creation?
I have absolutely none. And so when I first started with kind of like the prototyping phase, I ordered some sample fabrics, just, you know, Google searching where can you get, you know, a yard at a dime. And now I laugh at this now because it was kind of embarrassing at the time, but I had no idea what I was doing. And I ended up a couple times with like sailboat fabric that go to make like a sail for a sailboat. And so some of the early prototypes were made out of that and just some like really weird materials that were just not right. But I ended up working with a seamstress in town. I approached her with a drawing on a piece of paper and, you know, 10 different colors. And I said, you know, can we make this bra? Can we work together and sort of, you know, find a final sample that I could, you know, then produce and make more of?
Tell me a little bit about the Kickstarter campaign that got this brand off the ground.
To go a little bit before that, I got my first products. I received them from the factory in January of this year and put them up on the website. And then as we moved forward, I needed to raise some money to sort of continue to produce some bras. And my parents have, you know, had been so, so supportive the whole way, but were kind of like, you know what, Megan, if you want to really do this, you need to, you know, you're kind of on your own here. I had a lot of confidence in my idea at that point, and so I felt like I didn't want to give away any ownership of my company quite yet. And so I looked at crowdfunding as a way to raise money but not give away any equity. And so I started my Kickstarter campaign the first week in March, and then it was for 30 days with a goal to raise $25,000. Which was a big goal for me. And I didn't do a ton of pre-campaigning. However, I put a ton of time into putting together like the language that's written on the actual campaign page. And I put a lot of work into the video. And then, you know, we launched it. And then I sent a bunch of emails to people that I thought would be interested in kind of like tween apparel, tween fashion, girl empowerment, sort of the same niche that Yellowberry was moving into. And a couple of them picked up my story and wrote about it on their blogs and on their Facebook page. And then I think it was like day 4 or 5 of the Kickstarter campaign when it sort of went viral and the entire goal was raised. And I was like sitting in my room crying, like I didn't know what to do. It was sort of a surreal experience.
The names of the bras, like Budding Berry or Tiny Teton, are, I don't know, mm-hmm. I think they're pretty earthy, and the aesthetic of your website also is very natural. Are you an outdoorsy person?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think growing up in Wyoming, I love the space and the ability to just sort of be outside as much as I want. And I think also, like, when we came up with the names, it was my sister and I sitting at our kitchen table just kind of, like, laughing at ways to approach the names of the bras with like kind of a sense of humor. So like they're kind of boob puns, like the Tiny Pizza on the Budding Berry. But yeah, I think the idea of Yellowberry is not rushing to grow up. And so I think so much of the brand is just sort of being that kind of like natural timeline, if that makes sense.
You recently made the Time's 25 Most Influential Teens of 2014. How did it feel when you heard that?
We got an email on Friday that just was sent to our company email address that said that I was being looked at for like the final list. But never in a million years would I thought that I would actually make an influential list like that. But I think that really goes to show, like, you know, it's so much more than just a bra company, and it's so much bigger than just me, because it's definitely not a one-man show by any means. But I think that was really a testament to, you know, the not only the potential of Yellow Bear moving forward, but how far it's come so far. We're very new, just probably, 6 or 8 months into the company. And like I said, it is so much more than a bra company, so much more than just the products. It's very much of a brand-driven business and a social movement for change. I think, the tagline that I used in the Kickstarter, so long ago, was really to change the bra industry. And I think, a lot of little steps can sort of help us get there.